This is direct apology to terrorism. I strongly recommend this is reviewed by a committee and he be analyzed by Mentel Health doctors. The Frencher, the better.
The Frencher, the better. I see. I thought he meant he wanted them to be, like, anal.
No, he wrote analyzed.
Okay. So he wants them to get...
You are listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a bi-weekly pop culture podcast dedicated to filtering pop culture through the eyes and ears and dem bones of the internet. From the internet.
With the internet.
With.
Through.
I'm...
Can't go over it, can't go around it. Gotta go through it.
I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez, and who might you be, good squire?
I'm your squire, your Billy Squire, Alex M. Mitchell.
Oh, you're adding the middle initial now.
It's not as interesting, though, because it sounds like...
Put an Esquire at the end.
Esquire?
Yeah.
Billy Esquire.
Billy Esquire. Patreon.com/TheObscureGentleman. That's a Patreon. And
it's for us.
Actually. If you want to be a patron, you can go there and patron us, and you can get stuff. So that's good. I mean, a dollar to your wildest dreams.
Our wildest dreams.
Yes. To help support the podcast and the webcomic. Also, this podcast, click the like button, subscribe button, the heart button, just all of that. You know, do what you gotta do so we can do what we gotta do.
And share with your friends, too.
Share with them. Share with your cousins and your
Niblings.
Your countrymen.
Yes. Your Romans, too.
Your Romans. Yeah. Just don't share with... don't share with your sons. No. Make sure your sons don't know about this. Mm-hmm. So,
We're too cool for them.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Yeah.
Should Antonio take it away?
He should.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
I just can't take no pleasure in killing. Just some things you gotta do.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
It's alive!
All right. So, it happened again.
Oh, yeah?
Terminator Genisys is kind of back on.
I do feel like our podcast is like a Lazarus pit for, like, things that are canceled or things that aren't
anytime
coming out.
Anytime we make a statement that this is never happening...
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. So, Terminator Genisys is back on.
Yeah. Although, if our podcast rules are correct, then that means it's going to be canceled.
No, I think it only works once. One around.
All right.
So, but yeah, Terminator Genisys is back on, and,
a lot of things that we've mentioned that are gone or not happening are back on.
We're the Jesus of podcasts. We resurrect things. I mean, he only resurrected himself.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he...
Hopefully Silent Hills will make a comeback then.
That's not going to happen.
It's not?
No. See, but if we have the intent...
No, yeah. It's always something where we're just reporting.
I don't think it's actually going to happen.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm not saying that to be cheeky. Or
no, it's because Konami and Kojima have issues now.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know.
Anyways.
But yeah, Terminator Genisys is back, and what they're saying is that they're reworking it.
What does that mean? Like, are they trying to build the franchise anew?
I think they see that there's... They think...
There's potential,
but
it's like...
So they're gonna examine it. They're gonna see what didn't work. Essentially, what they're gonna do is get focus groups and be like, what didn't you like about the film? And they're gonna come in and
wasn't that the whole point of like Salvation was to do the franchise anew?
Yeah, but yeah. People didn't like that, even though it had Baleman in it.
I he was awful in that. And I'm gonna be honest, I don't really love him in a lot of shit.
I like him.
I like him in certain things.
I just think he phoned it in that movie.
Everyone was phoning it in that fucking movie.
But yeah, it's gonna the classic Hollywood thing is like they're gonna focus group the hell out of it and see like they're probably gonna sit people down to watch the movie and be like, say, Jack, what wasn't good about this here movie? It's gonna be one of those things.
They want Sam Worthington in it. That's what they want. That's what we missed. Sam Worthington.
Give me the Sam Worthington. That's what I want in this here picture.
What happened to him?
Isn't he waiting for Avatar 2 or something?
Yeah.
When that movie comes out, it's gonna be too late. People are gonna be like, who cares?
Yeah.
There's already children who will be. When that came out, they would have been like born, and they're gonna be like 8 or something.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be pointless. They're gonna be 10 and be like, the fuck is Avatar? Because that's how little boys sound.
Alright.
They all talk like that. So yeah.
Cursing too.
Yeah. They do, don't you know? All children. We live in a corrupt society.
Yes.
Where all children curse. Mm-hmm. The first word that comes out of their mouth is cock.
I've seen Jane
Silent. Cocksucker.
I've seen Jane Silent Bob. I know how that goes.
They're screaming bad words.
Yes.
Swear words. So yeah. So Terminator Genisys is back on.
Yeah.
Oh, and apparently Del Toro is saying that Pacific Rim
isn't
officially, even though it's been put on the back burner. I don't understand.
That's good though. I mean,
that movie is just any news I get about it, it's like, no, it's not happening. It's happening. It's not happening. It's happening.
Couldn't you say that about like Del Toro's movies though?
I don't know, but this one seems like to be the most back and forth one of, like that's happened.
That's true.
Like it's like with Hellboy. Some studio says it isn't, and Del Toro's just like, no, it's not. Yeah. I'm not doing that. So, I don't know.
Without Ron Perlman, I don't know if I'd care.
No, whatever. I don't know. So, yeah, Terminator Genisys, the new trilogy or whatever.
Cool.
So, Fear of the Walking Dead had its finale.
How is that?
I haven't been watching it.
It
had a lot of problems.
Oh.
Which some I'll address in the comments that I picked up, but yeah, it was a show with a lot of problems. It promised certain things that it didn't deliver on. Some episodes were really good. There's only 6 episodes. Some were good. Some were just
Based on the schedule of how these are getting released, this seemed to me like just like an appetizer for the main show.
It's like what Agent Carter was. For like, it's like,
but that feels a little different to me though.
Shorter episode run compared to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And it was like, Fear of the Walking Dead is going to be one of those like holdover shows that like it just tides you over until the big show comes back.
That's true.
But
HBO has a lot of those going on because they're basically setting that up for like Game of Thrones season.
Yeah.
Now.
So I mean,
and AMC's been doing
this.
That too.
This had a lot of potential, and. I don't want to say it didn't meet its potential, but I don't want to say
is that
it
your
did.
Expectations though? Because
no,
thought,
it, no,
like...
it's the they were touting it as the show that shows civilization collapsing,
mm-hmm.
and there's a comment that talks about this, but okay. I'll just say essentially
because you told me to find comments too, and I'm not aware of what the show.
So we were told Kirkman said the showrunner said we're going to see civilization collapse, okay. So we see the first like. First day of that happening, kind of. We kind of see it happening, but then so at the end of the episode, it's like, oh man, we're gonna see how it all went down. Then the next episode, it's like 7 weeks passed, and it's like, oh, civilization collapsed in those 7 weeks. Okay, so we don't really see. And then the rest of the episodes, they're stuck in a neighborhood that's guarded by, like, the Coast Guard, and there's lots of guys with guns, and it's like,
okay.
It's a military thing, and yeah, and there's. Like weird conspiracy.
I heard it was in Boyle Heights.
Some of it was filmed in there.
Oh.
The show's promise did not deliver.
Okay,
but that's neither here nor there because people had things to say. So here's one related to what Robert Kirkman said is going to happen in season 2, because people. we're kind of like it's only six episodes, so it's season two going about. He hinted that it may take place, our characters may find themselves on the ocean, so they're going to try to get away on a boat or something, okay. like a small boat, but I imagine a yacht or something.
Yeah, or something.
Because it ends with them like with this rich dude in like a big fancy house.
Okay.
So,
spoilers.
Yeah. So I mean. That's not important. That's not even an important thing. I mean, it's just...
Okay.
There's no real spoilers in that show, because it's pretty much just people hiding out in their neighborhood or just waiting in their neighborhood, being, what's going on?
You don't sound like you enjoyed it, to be
honest. I enjoyed, like, two episodes.
Oh, wow.
And the other ones, it was like, I kind of like this, but... Okay.
So it's like watching that show, then.
No. I feel like I enjoyed this a little bit more, but at the same time, it was like, there isn't any good payoff. That's it.
Okay.
It was a lot of waiting around and like it was like military. Oh, okay. I'm sick of military and stuff. But anyways, so Sean says zombie on a boat. That doesn't even sound like it could fill a whole episode. Rick would clear out the yacht in 5 minutes. To which Bob says, "There's plenty of pirates out there trying to take what they have." So the dead is only part of the problem. To which Eric said, "Don't understand how there would be pirates out there." To which Bob replied back to Eric, "Because they're opportunistic and they will do anything to survive." To which Eric responded back, "Pirates aren't real, though. That's a different type of fiction. Might as well have mummies and cowboys, too."
That's amazing.
Yeah.
To those who aren't aware, Somali pirates in general are a thing.
Okay, a pirate...
is not a guy with a hook and a hat and a parrot.
A pirate isn't defined as a guy who talks sort of like this.
Your landlubber, it's
that,
not that.
That isn't a pirate. That is a...
That can be a pirate.
That can be a pirate, but a pirate is anyone who, on the ocean, essentially robs and thieves and steals. It's a pirate. It's someone who takes...
You don't even need to be on the ocean.
It's someone
days.
Who takes booty on the ocean.
Or downloads music from people.
Yeah, but pirates on the... It could be a dude in a tracksuit who has a dinghy, and he's like on the...
You remember Captain Phillips?
Yeah.
I'm the captain now?
Yeah. I'm the pirate now.
Yeah, there you go. No, he was the pirate.
Look at me. I'm the pirate now. That's what Tom Hanks should have said. So, Amanda says...
Amanda, hug and kiss.
If they go to an island, it will be just like Dead Island. That's a video game. To which someone named Kevin responded with, okay.
Alright. Yeah, you know what? I feel like people have been trying to... Like, ever since... Like, I've noticed with, you know the end of Dawn of the Dead, the remake?
Yeah.
You know where they're on the boat and it's kind of...
I mean,
kind of unsure.
That's not a new thing.
It's not a new thing, but I feel like ever since like people have been like exploring different types of like zombie scenarios and all, they've been trying to do more less enclosed mall shit, less enclosed anything.
Well, I mean,
more
the whole,
let's explore.
The whole
and see
water
what
thing
coming.
That started with Lucille Fulci's Zombie 2.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah, because I mean, it was a boat that drifted to New York, and then there was zombies that came ashore. They killed it, but then they go to the island where it's from.
That seems like a bad idea.
And then the island's completely overrun, but it's. It's an okay movie. The zombie fights a shark in that movie.
Wow.
But, I mean, the whole Dead Island thing, though, it's like, and this girl is saying, that's a video game. It's like, it is one of those comments where, like, oh, okay.
Kevin gave the appropriate response.
It's like, thanks. What do you have, by the way, for this?
Well, my comments are, I'm going to be honest, they're a bit strange.
All right.
Well, the first one. Why are there so many Mexicans here?
Okay. Well, because it's Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. So, just a simple one.
Okay.
Right there. I'm surprised the reaction is so negative in here. This is on Reddit. I've been really enjoying it. Sounds like too many of you aren't willing to take the plot of the show and actions of the characters with a grain of salt. It's a zombie show. It's not going to be super realistic. I think it's a fun hour of TV. I look forward to it every week at this point.
See, while I understand what he's saying, yeah, it's a zombie show.
It's
the problem is it's presenting itself as more than a zombie show. It's presenting itself about human struggle, and when you do that, you kind of have to elevate your writing as well. And what you do with it, though, you have to elevate the material because
it's kind of like Game of Thrones in the sense that it's like, well, you know, it's just a show with guys with swords. Don't take it too seriously. It's like we're expected to treat all these characters like real people and when, react to their actions. As
when
such.
Your fiction sets up that you're not supposed to take this like playfully, then it's like you have no excuse. But if it's set up, if the rules are set up where it's like, yeah, this is silly, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, sure.
Like, Zombieland, you know, that's that's a fun zombie movie.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say that it's probably the most fun that I've seen because there's no moment where it gets really fucking depressing.
Well, Shaun of the Dead, too.
But there are moments where I do think there's
some heartfelt. Yeah.
Whereas Zombieland was more...
There's supposed to be heartfelt moments in Zombieland, though. Like, with his son and everything.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Okay, but still, though.
Yeah.
It's a movie that doesn't take itself too seriously, and likewise, the action should be looked at as playfully.
That's true.
So, with Walking Dead, though, it's already set the precedence of something you should take seriously.
And that's the thing, I think people do take the full series seriously.
Yeah. This or some fucking
reason. There's reasons for that, but, I mean, It is a show that does take itself seriously, but there's problems.
Maybe a bit too seriously.
So Kiana says
Reeves?
No. Kiana.
Oh. Dior.
Can't wait. Zombies on a boat? Zombies on a plane? What's next? Dylan responds, zombies on a train. So zombies on a boat, zombies on a plane, zombies on a train. Kiana says, that's possible. And Dylan responds back, you fucking dumbass! I was making a Seuss joke, like eggs and ham, fucking idiot coward.
Holy shit. I think Zombies on a Train would be the least interesting of them.
No, I mean, it could be an interesting...
All you need to do is unhook the coupling and then just watch...
You know how fucking difficult that actually is.
No, not in a movie, though.
Yeah, but they... I'm focused more on the fact that this dude got mad.
Got mad that he made a joke.
Because his joke went...
He made a joke like Seuss. Eggs and ham, you coward.
You know, the coward bit is the best.
Yeah. All right. How does the army lose when they have guns? In the real Walking Dead, they use knives and sticks to beat them. But here, the army has guns. This is disrespectful to our troops.
I saw a lot of comments like that.
Again, god damn it. I hate to just go against what I said.
No, you're not.
Earlier.
It's part of fiction that sometimes you need suspension of disbelief, like the army could be overtaken by zombies.
Yeah.
And if there is enough chaos, I guess, I mean, not every...
These are guys that are literally watching Americans get turned.
And a lot of these people are also Coast Guard, by the way, in the show.
Oh, well, there you go.
But then...
Not to shit on the Coast Guard, but they aren't... The Army, they're not the Marines.
We just lost our whole troop of Coast Guard.
I'm sorry.
No, but, like, not every... See, and here's another thing people need to understand. Even if you're part of the military, not every shot you take is going to be a fucking headshot.
Yeah.
So, say you're shooting a zombie and you start, like, hitting his, what is it? Like, the arms and shit? It's still going to come at you. And then, eventually, one Army dude or...
He's gonna get bit, and then they're gonna say we gotta save him, and then where it spirals out.
Yeah, but I don't know.
That's the kind of shit I would want to see. How did the army lose out?
I really don't care.
You don't care about the military.
It's just so overplayed in zombie stuff.
How often have I seen like the actual military?
I've seen way too many zombie movies focused on the military, and it's like, okay, I get it. I get it. God, maybe it's a zombie stuff in general. I don't know.
Ooh, all right. Don't say that.
So Gordon says, not washing my time.
Okay.
That's spelled as... They suckered me into 5 boring episodes, followed with one that wasn't the promise of the apocalypse, which happened and we missed it. They won't get me for a full season. Fear of the Walking Dead sucks the corn shooter.
All right.
I... I feel for this man, because yeah,
I would feel for him too if I got hyped up. But to be honest, and I don't want to make this about me, but
yeah,
but I got burned by that show, and I did not want to.
This was me saying, you know what, maybe this concept will work more, because I thought like, cool, we're gonna see society actually collapse. It's gonna be people like hiding out while everything around them falls apart. But then we get 7 weeks later, it's like, oh, so everything fell apart.
Yeah.
Now we're in that situation where it's like, oh, okay.
It's like the current show, but not as... We're not on that level of shit just yet.
Well, no, it's just... It would have been interesting to see them hide out in the city and try to get back to their homes or something, but instead it was just, okay, the military's now confined everyone, and... Yay! I guess... And there's another thing with the characters that are kind of all unlikable.
Really?
Yeah, like really unlikable.
Like Andrea levels of unlikable. Andrea levels of unlikable.
Everyone is kind of just a piece of shit. Everyone's kind of just like panicky for no reason. Like, and not about zombies. And it's like there's a lot of like marital problem. And it's like there's a fucking zombie apocalypse. And it's like, and then there's this junky kid. And it's like. Man, like, the only good all right character is Travis.
You're that Travis, you're okay.
But, I don't know. It's just... Fuck. Yeah, there's problems with the show. I didn't outright hate it, to be clear. It just... There's problems with it. And I hope season two fixes that. Mm-hmm. What else do you have? Okay.
I would gladly sacrifice my two testicles to the Lord above to see this pile of Mexican dog shit get canceled.
Okay.
I feel like because it's in a you gotta tell me, is it an ethnically diverse cast?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a pretty heavy Latino cast.
The main guy's
Wow. Cliff Richards, what's his name?
Cliff Curtis. Fire Lord Ozai.
Cliff Richards sang The Loved Ones. I mean, The Young Ones.
Yes.
And he's a pedophile. Cliff Curtis is playing a Latino dude.
What is he?
I think he might be Maori. Or he might be Maori.
Because he was...
I don't know.
He was freaking Dev Patel's dad in Avatar.
He's played Indians, he's played Middle Easterns, he's played Maoris, he's played Polynesians.
Yeah.
He's played fucking white dudes before.
Yeah.
He's played Mexicans, Mexican-Americans, Colombians.
He can play anything. He's the Eli Wallach of his day.
But yeah, it is a pretty ethnically diverse cast. There's, I mean... I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, of course.
But yeah, there's a lot
There are people that don't like that.
A lot of Walking Dead fans are from the Midwest or the South.
The deep South.
And so a lot of Confederate flag profiles love to... Fucking Mexican shit. They're stealing our zombie shows. So fuck them.
Yeah.
And if you're one of those people, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
We don't appreciate your bullshit. So Ronald says, please... Please, please, please kill Travis. He is ruining the show.
I'm sorry, Travis. It looks like you're off now.
You know, a lot of people don't like his character. I feel like he's one of the most level-headed, kind of. He does have his moments of like, God, you're being so fucking stupid. Stop it, Travis. Not the Travis from the show, Travis.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about anyone else.
But yeah.
I'm joking.
It feels like the showrunners and the writers are having a hard time writing likable protagonists. But
couldn't you say that same thing about the main show, though?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. These writers, it's like, Rick, a lot of people say he's unlikable, too, because, like...
Rick's unlikable in the comics, but you see that level of unlikability build up over time.
But also, in the comics, I feel, because you're seeing that slow build up, it's like...
It makes more sense.
He's turning into a crazy asshole. Whereas in the show, it felt like, oh, he just went crazy.
He went crazy in, the second season for no reason, yeah.
Yeah, so they want Travis dead. I mean, he's the character that I'm rooting for the most so far, so. Yeah, so do you have anything else, or?
Yeah.
All right.
My life has been a spiraling mess ever since The Walking Dead ended. I had hoped for this show to be the big show, but no. This show was just a bunch of dumbasses running from zombies, and not even a lot of zombies. Where's Daryl? Why isn't he here? I hate my fucking life.
So he described the actual Walking Dead show, but just wants Daryl. Okay.
Yeah.
I just... People need to understand their fan-favorite characters won't appear in everything else they like or watching.
And I hate when... I would hate to see him in this show because, like, oh shit, there he is. It's like, and then it's like, come on, Terry, go. It's like, nah, I'm going to Georgia for some reason. Yeah, I gotta. It's like, I hate whenever they do that where they have to include the character, but we have to write the character out for whatever reason. It's like, there was no need to pander like that. It's
stupid. All right. So do you have any more?
Yes. Gots to get the good guys going up to Georgia. Y'all getting me, guys? Ha ha ha!
I don't know what you just said, but okay.
Say it one more time.
No, please don't. Please don't.
He's just saying that all these guys have to get to Georgia to meet up with...
That sounds like an old coot wrote that.
Yeah.
Like an old miner guy. Yeah.
This show is in desperate need of Danny Trejo.
I'm not going to complain. I mean,
I'd
be okay with that. Sure. Why not?
I would... I like him. Would that change the tone of the show too much?
You just...
He's a good actor when he needs to be.
Have him be like an old Mexican dude, but...
So, just him then.
Cool. I don't... Yeah, whatever. Sure.
You have anything else?
Yeah, I have one more, but...
So do I.
Say yours, and then I'll end it on this.
Robert Kirkman was too busy stuffing his fat fucking ass with pizza and fried chicken to actually bring any good writing to this show or the real Walking Dead show. Sorry. It's a good thing he's so focused on his comic. Robert Kirkman takes a script for a comic, goes to the toilet and shits all over it, sells it to Image Comics, and jerks off as nerds masturbate to his shitty zombie lore. I'm sure you all will too. Signed, The Destructor.
Okay, well, thank you, Destructor. I don't even know if you're a fan of the show, but all right.
To me, it sounds like he's fed up with everything.
Okay, cool.
Like, he hates the comic.
So he hates Robert Kirkman.
Yeah. But he's implying that he's doing horrible on this show because he's...
I don't know.
I think he hates everything.
So, our boy Eric from earlier about the Cowboys and the Mummies...
Oh, yeah.
He had one more thing to say on this Facebook thread.
Okay.
He had a message for everyone because... A lot of people were saying, oh, cool, they're going to have to deal with pirates now. Like, that was becoming a common thing. Like, oh wow, so they're going to deal with pirates on the ocean. I bet they're going to deal with pirates, blah, blah, blah. So Eric, I think he was just fed up. He was tired. He was sick of this goof that was being played on him. So Eric responded in all caps, "Pirates are not fucking real, you ass clowns keep saying. To show we'll have pirates. There is no reason for that because it's a different kind of show. That doesn't fit in. We don't have cowboys or dinosaurs or other fiction. This joke is not funny, you asses. I'm not saying to more of you how dumb this fan base is. Zombies are all the fictional thingzig we need. Not vamps, mummies, cretires, werewolves, or nyething, like ghosts. No fucking pirates. That's final. Kerman was telling a joke, you losers. Get a life."
What I do find amazing, though, is that he wants all this fake, goofy shit out of his show with zombies.
Argument is that this is a zombie show, and that's the only type of fiction that belongs in here. All this other stuff doesn't belong because it's not the same type of fiction. I think he really does think pirates
are like a long gone concept.
They're a fictional, like, it's like pirate, the pirate books and movies, it's fake.
He's sticking guys in hats and
but
parrots.
Again, that was real, but.
Yeah, I don't know about the parrot.
Probably not, but. And by the way, he spelled werewolves.
Like, where are the wolves?
W-H-E-R-E.
That's amazing.
Wolves. So, Erica, pirates are real. And they're still real. So, I'm sorry, Eric. I'm sorry. Okay. So, Back to the Future, 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
That's the big hullabaloo right now.
Okay.
So,
there's, we're not even that far from, Pointe Hills Mall.
No.
Well, Twin Pine Mall.
Or Lone Pine.
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on which,
what you future you live in.
So, they released a trailer, a fake trailer to Jaws 19.
Oh.
And there's a scene in the movie where Marty's, like, walking down the main street and he sees Jaws 19.
Directed by Max Spielberg.
Yeah. And so they did this fake trailer where it's, like, they show Jaws, like, 6 through 18. Like, title cards, fake title cards. And then they showed Jaws 19.
When did the franchise get taken over by Max Spielberg? No, they didn't, but...
Okay. Obviously, it was a joke. It was, like, fun. It was, like, a fun little thing. So a lot of people didn't get that. Because apparently a lot of people didn't see Back to the Future Part 2. So a lot of people were like, wait, is this real? So I'm gonna read these because they're so fucking amazing. Now, the first one was everyone, you know, they gotta be clever and be the first to say the quote from the movie. So multiple people said, shark looks still looks fake.
Yeah.
And it was like, LOL. So that just off the bat. So David says, raw shark meat is delicious and nutritious. Will there be angry little Japanese slur fishermen in this one?
Wow. let me just say that, like, the hunting of sharks is really fucked up.
Yeah, and
shark fin soup is it's been considered to be a load of bullshit.
Because it actually doesn't have a taste. It's the spices. Yeah,
but let's not get into that.
This dude, this dude thinks it's serious. He thinks, like, oh, they're gonna make a propaganda movie. So, Gibson says, please, no more awful Jaws movies.
That's a fair complaint, though.
Last time we had one was Jaws the Revenge, which was part 5.
Which was awful.
But that was, how long ago was that? Jeez, that was over, like...
You know, the ride is considered, it's considered, like, a proper movie entry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, like, over 20 years ago, probably. Yeah. I think more than 20.
He's still feeling the effects from it.
It was, like, 86 or something?
He's got PTSD from it.
Yeah, so, Gibson, calm down. Jania says, Jesus Christ loves you. Repent of your sins and seek him. It has nothing to do with that. Okay. But
I don't get where these comments
people
come from.
People randomly post these, like, the whole Jesus thing. On just random topics, like
I was watching like a WWE video of like Ron Simmons,
and I'm guessing someone did that.
Someone said like, you know, something about, you know, no one ever complains when, you know, we want Chinese people living in a Chinese country, but when all of a sudden you have Mexicans and black people living in America, and we start breeding with white people, it's a genocide of a race. I'm like, okay, wait, this is getting ridiculous.
So Thomas says,
had nothing to do with the video.
Back to the Future is just beginning a new sequel. I hope it happens in full-length movie form. I love when people make things up on the internet still. Like, they still think they can get away with it.
Well, yeah. Don't you know you can get Sonic and Tails and Super Smash Brothers?
It's weird. It's Melee. It's the internet. You can't make up facts anymore.
No.
Like, you can still kind of get away with talking to people. But then again, they have smartphones. They can pull out their phones. And
People don't care to do that, though. Yeah, I've made up blatant lies to people, and they believe me.
Oh, my God. But that's the thing. It's like, you're on the internet. Do not say shit, and then someone's going to post a link, and then they'll usually go, it was a joke. I was playing around. It's like, no, you weren't. You were trying to get a fast one because you wanted to seem cool, like you had insider info. So, Kaz Isaacs said... So this is a YouTube name. It's not a real name. So is this like a comedy parody thing? Just under the same studio. So on YouTube, there's a lot of people who've never seen Back to the Future 2. By the way,
weird.
And there's lots of conversations. People going like, "No, I didn't see it. Like, what the fuck? Why not? Why would I have to see a piece of shit movie like that?"
Do you like the sequel?
I'm going to say something crazy
right now. No, and I know people who feel the same way.
I prefer Back to the Future 2 to the first one.
And I've heard people use the logic that it's like you're getting two movies in one because you are essentially.
No, for me, it's I grew up with part two more. We had.
I like both.
You know, I love both.
I'm gonna be honest. I like all three of those.
So do I. But I prefer part two for more nostalgic reasons. I mean, I watched it on VHS constantly. We didn't have part one on VHS for some reason. So.
And that's just the way things happen sometimes. Okay. I like Home Alone 2 better than Home Alone 1.
I don't know about
that. I find it more enjoyable.
I like both.
I like both too, but I find the second one more enjoyable.
So Jordan says, it's because Robert Zemeckis won't let them remake the originals, so the best Universal can do is milk away money out of a legacy of the series.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, how dare they make a parody YouTube video. A fun little.
Does he think they're actually making this movie?
He just thinks they're milking money somehow.
I'm sorry, the Jaws franchise has. I'm gonna be honest with you. If they actually made this movie and played it as wacky as they possibly could, I would respect the fuck out of that because the Jaws franchise no longer has any credibility.
I don't want to see shark movies in general.
No, I don't either. But if they did that, I'd be down for it. Because it's like, look, you had Jaws, which is a great film.
You had Jaws 2.
Which is okay. Jaws 3, you're kind of pushing it. And Jaws 4 is ridiculous, okay?
Yeah.
So at this point, the Jaws franchise has no real weight anymore.
Yeah.
Why not just fuck around with it?
So, The Simpsons... This guy's name is The Simpsons Yes, The Nutshack No says.
Okay.
This is supposed to be the fifth movie, not this joke title. No.
He's angry.
He's like, why are you naming the fifth Jaws movie Jaws 19? Just for a joke.
I want to wonder what people thought when they saw Empire Strikes Back. Said, why is it the fifth one?
It's wrong. You can't do that. How dare you? So, here's a long one. Mellow Bird says this. Seems odd to make fun of Jaws for having too many sequels when we live in an age when there's yet another reboot of Spider-Man, Superman, or Batman every 2 days, and really, really bad movies like the F plus F series can make enough money to keep plodding on, stinking up the place for all non-slur. Seriously, all the sequels, prequels, remakes, reboots, and bandwagon movies, superhero zombies, etc., have pretty much ruined movies. I don't see how this film industry can recover. For fans of F plus F movies, it doesn't matter. They can go back to playing COD. But for human beings, people over 8, and the non-brain damaged, there's not a lot to offer. This is not a good thing. We can go out and do stuff without having to look at F plus F fans or hear their shrill voices. F plus F is Fast and Furious. So, Edmund.
Why?
Wait, hold on. Edmund tells him. It's a Back to the Future joke, you realize? Mellowbird says, a bid, duh, to all y'all. I'm well aware of where the joke originated, duh. And to which Jimma, dude, says, I was just pretending to be stupid.
Yes, exactly. That is the exact thing
this
I thought.
This guy made a dumb fucking comment.
Yeah.
Looks like an idiot.
And that's the thing you'll see all the time when people say something dumb. Someone calls them out on being an idiot.
I was only pretending
to be stupid. Yeah, you'll see it all the time.
It's like, no,
yeah.
You weren't. It's like, you
got caught being an idiot, and now you're trying to make up
for
it.
And so this guy, I'm just arguing with everyone, saying, you guys just don't understand what good satire is. And he was trying to seem like a satirical genius. And
yeah.
Was like,
good satire is hard to play on the internet, I'll be honest.
Oh,
with
no,
you.
Yeah, but...
That's why people think The Onion is real sometimes.
Oh, my God, yes, they do.
So, this guy's an idiot,
yeah,
though.
So,
he's not a satirist.
And the last one is from TJ, and I think it sums up everything. This makes no sense at all.
Okay.
So even his comment makes no sense, but, this makes no sense at all.
Okay.
So, thanks, TJ.
I need to check that out though. That sounds cool.
No, it's like a nice little bonus thing. It's nothing spectacular, but it was like a fun little gag. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, so
I think they have the Doc Brown truck over at Point of Hills.
They do, or they did. I don't know.
I want to go look because that's cool.
Yeah. But I don't know. It could. I saw pictures of it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I saw it on 9GAG. But
and like, and you look inside through the windows, and which all the stuff is
did
still.
Give an awesome moment though, at on my friend's Facebook page because they posted that 9GAG link to that, and they said, "Wow, this is pretty cool." And it's like, and someone said, "Yeah, I checked it out. It's still there." And this was like last week they said, or no, yesterday they said.
Oh wow!
And they said, and he was like, "Wait, what? It's still there? Why is it there?" And it's like, is this just for some anniversary thing? He's like, did they film at Planet Hills for Back to the Future? And everyone was like, yeah, they filmed Back to the Future like 20 years ago here. And he's like, I didn't know this. I thought they just recreated the mall to look like the Back to the Future mall.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Someone thought that they made an entire mall just to look like a movie mall?
Yeah.
That's just stupid. That's fucking stupid. If you're listening to this, you're fucking stupid.
Yep. Sorry, buddy.
You fucking idiot. God. All right. So, moving on to something that, continuing with our Halloween tradition, something that is part of Halloween that, the tablecloth we are currently...
That's slipping a bit because it's irritating.
Jack-o'-lanterns. Big part of Halloween. Every kid in the United States has probably carved a pumpkin. Jack-o'-lanterns are a symbol of Halloween. Maybe even official.
I would say they're the most safe. Like they're the
turkey of Halloween.
Yeah,
they're the icon. When people think of Halloween, they think of jack-o'-lanterns. Usually,
people think of Christmas, they think of trees or Santa.
Yeah,
or snowmen sometimes.
Yeah. So,
but think about it though. Like Christmas has three.
Yeah.
But Halloween has like one big. When you think of Halloween...
You think of jack-o'-lanterns.
Or just a pumpkin.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, like candy corn, I wanted to see what people thought of jack-o'-lanterns. So I scoured the internet through YouTube comments, through blogs, through tons of things, just to see what feelings jack-o'-lanterns brought out of people. And I got some.
Okay.
So Maxine says, "Hallowed Eve is heinous and holy holiday."
The fuck?
Hallowed Eve is heinous and holy holiday.
Is she trying to do like a Christmas thing?
I don't know. That's what Maxine just says.
Maxine, you're weird.
Gina says...
She dreams of running away.
Gina says, "In school I put my hand in a pumpkin."
Oh, that's it?
On the YouTube comment, people are going, "And..." Or, "That's cool."
Yeah. Alright.
So, thanks, Gina. I did too. I put my hand in school when we did that.
Yeah. I think most kids have at some point.
It's gushy.
It's gross.
Brianna says... Now, this was on a video where people were just carving pumpkins. Okay, let me just say that.
Okay.
It was just a
tutorial to make a pumpkin.
Cut the bottom out. Take the seat. Yeah, okay. Well, that's an easier way to do it, actually. You cut the bottom out to... Because the seeds are mostly connected to the bottom.
Huh.
And you do that, it's less mess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
I'll have to do that, then.
So, Brianna says, "I cried a little on the inside when you threw out those watermelon chunks. You jerks. I could have eaten that watermelon."
Okay.
Okay, so you want to hear something fucking bizarre? I watched a lot of pumpkin videos... And people call pumpkins watermelons for some reason.
Is this a thing?
I don't fucking know. I tried searching for it. I couldn't find anything.
That's weird. That might be a regional thing that we have no idea.
I don't... What the fuck? Why would you call a pumpkin a watermelon? No. I refuse that.
Because this isn't even a melon. It's a gourd. So...
I fucking refuse it.
Yeah.
I refuse...
Like, you know when people call, like, soda Coke?
But watermelon and pumpkin are... No, no, not in my house, Brianna. God, Judith. "Boring, make it with kills."
Okay. What, they want exploding pumpkins?
Make it with kills.
All right.
Renz Tagabee says, "Imagine chickens carving us to make us look like jack-o'-lanterns."
Well, okay. It is interesting though that we do take these kind of.
I mean, they're pumpkins. They're not.
They're not living. They're not living in the sense.
Wouldn't a better statement be?
Imagine pumpkins.
Carving us. Chickens though, they're just like, fuck. Why?
Why would they do that? Well, we do eat them.
Yeah, but we don't carve. We don't carve them into like jack-o-lantern. Like we don't carve faces into them.
You don't.
What? Kaylin says, thanks. Now I can show this to my dad so he can get a pumpkin because he said pumpkins aren't real.
What? Okay. Okay.
I like that there's a father out there. Well, you see, Missy, pumpkins just aren't real. That's a Hollywood trick that they're showing you. And she's like,
What is this guy from New York or something? Like, he's never seen a pumpkin in his life.
No, or maybe he's hot. He doesn't want to carve them, so he's lying. He's been lying all these years. Well, no, you know, that's the work of prestidigitation on the eve of the Halloween Hollywood committee, you see? So
I love this early 1900s man that I love this idea that like a region so far away is that foreign to him. I love that.
Okay, so Papaya 1551 says,
oh shit,
what?
Well, he's a papaya man. He's probably not big on pumpkins.
Pumpkins are 2013 because 2013 ends with a 3 and pumpkins are orange and 3 is orange.
Okay.
3 is orange.
3 is orange.
3 is orange. Okay, papaya.
Maybe there's a weird color thing going on here. Like, you know how zeros are black? You know what? I'm giving this guy too much credence here.
Katana says, my grandmother and I come here to view your Halloween display over and over. Thanks. That's nice, right?
Yeah.
She is 2.5. Smiley face.
Okay. That's weird.
My grandmother.
Wait. And I misheard
my grandmother and I come here to view your Halloween display over and over here. Thanks. She is 2.5. Smiley face.
Okay. That's weird.
I don't know.
What's wrong with the internet? What is actually wrong with the internet?
Glam Burt Girl 1990 says, Halloween's not about pumpkins or candy. It's about the joy of scaring out the hell of little kids.
Okay.
I mean, as long as you're actually terrifying them, sure.
Yeah. I walked to a house we were doing Halloween of, like, many years ago.
Yeah.
And the dad said, who opened the door, said, you can't come here. The costumes are scaring my children. And mind you, we were dressed like a freaking pirate. Like
no, those aren't real.
An army guy, and I think one guy had like literally like an alien mask, not even on his face, on top of his head.
Too spooky for children.
He was banning everyone.
So Vigo 894 says,
Morgenstein,
maybe you are a devil worshipper.
Okay, is this really a thing still?
Yeah. ZRT True says, oh my god, fuck off, bitch. I believe in God, but I love Halloween. Meant to scare off the lost souls.
You know, you could love God and Halloween.
But meant to scare off the lost souls. Oh. I love Halloween, meant to scare off the lost souls.
Okay.
Jeanette says, it's not spelled like normal Jeanette.
Like G-E-N-E?
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
I prefer to scare the crap out of children. They scream faster.
Okay, that's...
They scream faster? What the fuck does that mean?
That's creepy.
Ben, I am not a fucking retard. This is not a pumpkin tutorial.
What's wrong with all these people?
PJ, every year I get egged. What the fuck is it with that? Then I peg egg-shaped rocks at them and sprint. I hear their screams. So he gets egged, and then he just starts stoning people. And then he hears their screams as he runs.
That's amazing.
Okay, PJ. Trongdo says, no! To which an account called Male Leaf responded with, smiley face, smiley face, and a bunch of other smiley face comments. Like, it was at least 60 smiley faces at that one comment. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Sierra, the empty child, says,
oh, God.
Itching my skin off, I was about to vomit.
I think she may be tripping right now.
Nathan says, hey, Ace, I gassage. Courtney says,
okay.
Should die. Angela says, horagi huit yitti ig.
What is going on?
Lillian says, zzzz, she versus D's, sha, sh, 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 gus, 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 duty, CDC, CDC, tux, shkuf, sh, sh, j, sh, cut, sh, shy, shy, st, system, that's, they try us that, t, z, rud, j, sh, duty, duty, D's, has, g's, g's, us, k, lu, now, brew, I, o, h, has again, sad, who, kiddo.
Is going on.
There was more, but I just didn't want to copy them. These comments are very popular on jack-o'-lantern videos.
Why?
People,
what's up with this weird Halloween shit you're finding?
People typing things in weird gibberish. And CDC comes up a lot, too.
That's creepy.
Yeah, CDC and should die, I've seen a few times.
Okay. Wow. Is this like a language that's not getting translated?
I don't fucking think like, so.
Okay. Good God.
Yeah, that's that's jack-o'-lanterns.
Are you gonna make one this year?
No, probably not. Jack. I don't know. But that's jack-o'-lanterns for you. So.
Wow.
So you got some wrestling stuff. For
So around this time last year, November, I should say. Sting, you know, Sting.
The Stinger.
Scorpion looking... The Crow, I should say.
Yeah.
debuted in WWE
okay.
last year for the first time in many years.
Yeah.
So he's been making waves with people. He's been getting popular. Yeah. Again, you know, more people are exposed to him now. So, you know, it makes sense.
Okay.
I don't have wrestling comments.
You have a comment.
I have one comment
this,
for you.
I'm looking forward to this then.
Okay. Hello, Sting. I am him. Pleased to meet you, Sting. I would like you to know that my mother is okay. She is fine.
Okay.
We thank you for everything you've done to her. I will not go into detail on what you've done to her, but please be aware that it was good for her. So, yeah. I'm looking forward to your match at WrestleMania. Your match at WrestleMania, which has not been determined yet, will be against me. I'm the Green Turismo. Not the Gran Turismo, mind you. He's the Green Turismo.
Okay.
Okay. Many years ago, I discovered I was the Green Turismo. I fought my way into school to fight people. I am the Green Turismo. When I met my first girlfriend, who was not actually my girlfriend, she knew I was not the Green Turismo. This is why she made fun of me.
Okay.
This is why people often tried to beat me up, because they knew I was the Green Turismo. Although I was not the Green Turismo just yet. Sting, please help. I need your help right now. We need to figure out how to actually stop the terrorists. The terrorists are here in WWE. But not only here in WWE, but near the president too. The president may be a terrorist also. I've not yet determined if he is one or not. Now, Sting,
fuck.
If you and I use the Stinger Splash on Obama, two things will happen. Either he will become the terrorist. Or Obama will be angry at us for using a wrestling move on him, and he will promptly have us arrested. The good thing, though, is that if he does die due to our Stinger Splash, we know we've actually saved the USA. But that's okay. I'm not from USA.
Oh, okay.
When I was in school, Stacy thought I was young. It was okay, though, because I was the Green Turismo. The Green Turismo was my favorite character to watch during the Attitude Era back in 1997.
What?
Please help me find him again. I need to become one with the Green Turismo, even though I am only one part of him. If I find him again, he will be part of me. Also, I wanted to let you know, I thought your match with Triple H was good, although he clearly was using computer graphics simulations to cheat his way into victory. Scott Hall has been dead for years, and he was not actually at WrestleMania. I don't know how he was there. I do believe this was a trick. Shawn Michaels, who had also retired 5 years prior, was also dead. When you leave wrestling, it is unfortunate that you must die. It is known that they are not actually wrestling anymore, but they are actually put to sleep. This is why I don't understand how Shawn Michaels, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, or even X-Pac were there. Hogan was also there, but Hogan is eternal. I wish we could rescue him from the lies that the people have made about him regarding what he has said about the blacks. But it is okay. We will stop them someday. Stinger, I'm here to let you know that I'm outside your house waiting, and we will eventually get there. Please let me know if you're actually still living in Venice Beach, California, because I'm not sure if this is actually your house or not. Thank you very much, the Green Turismo Dan.
Where is this posted?
This is on Facebook.
On where?
On Stinger's, like, Facebook page.
Did anyone say anything?
It got, like, a like, but it was liked by the Green Turismo. He liked his own comment.
How does this not have more... Oh, my God. That's... What the fuck?
I don't know what's going on. sometimes, like... I really wonder if wrestling is real to people.
I don't... Who the fuck is the Green Turismo?
It's this
guy. Did
you
look it up? Was there an actual wrestler?
There's no wrestler, to my knowledge, named the Green Turismo.
So, maybe it's a...
I think he was trying to spell the Green Turismo.
What if he lives in an alternate reality, or reality was warped?
Where wrestlers die?
No. Where the Green Turismo was real, but then... He was taken away from reality and we forgot about
him. So he's like splintered into time and that he actually
like,
needs to find...
He's like the Sentry from Marvel Comics.
Okay.
And so he...
Good God.
This is stupid.
What the fuck?
Wrestling fans are fucking weird.
Yeah. Oh. So yeah, we got Taker, we got Sting. We'll have more spooky supernatural.
The Green Turismo.
The Green Turismo must be the spookiest wrestler of them all.
That should be our mascot.
The Green Turismo.
Or something. I don't know.
Draw the Green Turismo.
Even know what that would look like. I think it's beyond man's sight.
It's beyond comprehension.
Yeah.
When you draw him and look at it, you'll go insane.
You'll become part of the Turismo.
Yes.
And the Turismo will become part of you.
All right. When you look at the Green Turismo, it looks back.
Those who battle with Turismos end up becoming
Turismos themselves.
Oh, it ain't easy being green. Tell you what.
All right.
This is a direct apology to terrorism. I strongly recommend this is reviewed by a committee and... He be analyzed by mental health doctors. The French the better.
All right. I'm going to take a shot in the dark here. This sounds like a Slayer song. Like some fucking horrific Slayer song that they made talking about a bunch of people dying or whatever. And yeah.
This... is Rob Zombie with Living Dead Girl.
Oh my God. Living Dead Girl.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Devil's Wings.